With a full house, Chris Moneymaker won $2.5 million at the 2003 World Series of Poker.
This is beyond fairy tale. It's inconceivable.
Inconceivable because Moneymaker made it to the World Series with a small buy-in of just $40 in an online tournament. That year, millions of viewers watched the series for the first time. Moneymaker's distinctive name and big win did wonders for the sport of poker.
And suddenly, you know, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting somebody who wanted to tell you about how their pocket aces were cracked in a bad beat by somebody who had called them with King Deuce offsuit, right? It just became sort of a cultural phenomenon.
That's Jonathan Grodenstein, a former professional player and poker author. He says that the Gambling Act will likely undercut the sport's growing popularity.
There are a lot of people who maybe were thinking about it or who were sort of peripheral players who now will be frightened off by the specter of thinking that what they're doing is potentially illegal, even though it hasn't criminalized the actual behavior itself. It's just made it illegal for banks to do these transactions.
But they'll probably figure some way around it. It's going to be very difficult to enforce this.
Dr. Donald Siegel is from University of California Riverside's Business School. He studied the impact of gambling restrictions for years and says that this is a win-win for an unusual set of lobbyists.
You know, politics makes strange bedfellows, right? This is something that the Christian right and the casinos could agree on. Usually they're battling each other.
Proponents of the act say that gambling has a negative effect on some of society's weakest members, children, and compulsive gamblers. By relegating gambling to bricks and mortar casinos, they say the sport will be better regulated. That's great news for casinos.
My name is Al Underwood, Marketing Director, Hustler Casino. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Hustler is one of seven casinos in the LA area. They just finished a 5,000 square foot expansion, and on this Friday afternoon, you can see why. Under the casino's crystal chandeliers, hundreds of players sit, hunched, relentlessly counting their chips.
So to answer all questions, how's business? Knock on wood, very strong.
Although casinos didn't officially support the ban on online gambling, Underwood says they are cashing in. Most of poker's newest players started on the internet.
So now these laws have passed. We've got hundreds of thousands, millions of people who now are acculturated, if you will, or familiar with the games. And we've got a beautiful facility that they can enjoy because they can't enjoy it online anymore. All we ask is, you know, get out of your pajamas, put on a pair of pants and a shirt, and come on down.
Grodenstein, the poker author, says that this marks a sea change for the industry.
I think it comes at a time when poker is really going to be grappling with its self-identity. As, you know, is it a sport? Is it a game? Is it something that is going to be an evergreen property on TV that people are going to watch year after year? Or is it a fad like cigars were a fad that's going to sort of go out of business?
Chris Moneymaker went from online amateur to televised pro almost overnight. Those who want to follow in Moneymaker's million-dollar footsteps will now have to do it the old-fashioned way, by getting in their cars, driving to the casino, and sizing up their opponents face-to-face. Caitlin Carroll, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles. 8 chip all in, 3 bet, 8 chip all in.